fighting soldiers from the sky. Fearless men who jump and die. Men who mean just what they say. The brave men of the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest. These are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Trained to live off nature's land, trained in combat hand to hand. Men who fight by night and day, courage take from the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest. These are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Back at home, a young wife waits. Her Green Beret has met his fate. He has died for those oppressed, leaving her this last request. Put silver wings on my son's chest. Make him one of America's best. He'll be a man they'll test one day. Have him win.
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. Jared Moore here, our second hour on Tuesday, the 18th of July. Purple tip of the day. Do you have your maps? That's the question. Purple tip of the day. Do you have your maps? United States Geological Survey topographical maps, highway maps, city maps. You need all those. There is a company that makes, that prints bound copies of their books, one for each of the 50 states. I'm pretty sure they have all 50 states now. Back in the mid-90s, we were anxiously awaiting for our state to become published. Topographical maps covering the whole state. The company is DeLorme. It's D-E-L-O-R-M-E. Delta, Echo, Lima, Oscar, Romeo, Mike, Echo. DeLorme. They're not quite as good as the Geological Survey topographical maps, but they're good enough, quite frankly, to get you where you're going. And it's real handy to have all the topographical maps in one bound volume. The Geological Survey topographical maps, the large-scale ones, small-scale, they're large and they take up a lot of space. They're not terribly handy at all, where the DeLorme bound books are quite handy. We were hoping that Leon Green would call in this morning, but apparently he has not. Now, may have a conflict this morning. Maybe he's in a marginal area for cell phone reception. That does happen. And we'll proceed on, and if Leon calls in, we'll certainly bring him on board. I'm very happy to be associated with doTERRA essential oils, just like Canaway hemp oil. doTERRA does not offer hemp oil, so I developed an association with Canaway to have people gain access to the highest quality, purest hemp oil as well. Now, we do have the Canaway website link on my website at thelibertyman.com. For doTERRA, reasons connected to the FDA, it's corporate policy, not FDA policy. With corporate policy, we don't have a direct link from my website for doTERRA essential oils. But if you send me an email, My email address is thelibertyman@AOL.com. I will get, by return email, I will send you my doTERRA link. Let's see. I'm going to flip back to my notes from last Tuesday. My engineer is asking for Leon's number, and I think I can get that pretty handily here. Leon does give out his number publicly. This is not a secret. And let's see if I have it here. Here it is. If you need a private consultation with Leon Green regarding essential oils, this is his office telephone number. It's area code 303-495-2188. I say again, 303-495-2188. Leon is on Mountain Time most of the time. If you call him, he and you can set up a time to have a private consultation. It's understandable. People don't want to discuss their personal health in front of 10 or 12,000 people live on the air here in Republic Broadcasting. That's very understandable. So we'll see. We'll see. My engineer is calling Leon right now. Well, I begin my journey today. I'm going to St. Louis today to prepare to get on the plane tomorrow to fly to the Czech Republic, to Prague. I'll fly into Toronto tomorrow morning. That's a quick flight, I think, maybe an hour and a half or so. I get to spend until about 11 or 12, I don't have the time schedule in front of me, until tomorrow, this evening, tomorrow evening, I will be there until about 11 or so in the evening when I board the plane to go to Prague. It looks like we're not going to get Leon. He's going straight to voicemail, but that's okay. Leon is a trooper, and he's with us almost every Tuesday, and I'm sure he's got a conflict he can't get out of today. So I'll be flying across the Atlantic Ocean all night, tomorrow night, and into Thursday morning, arriving in Prague, I believe about 7 a.m. My plan is to sleep the entire Pacific Atlantic crossing so that hopefully I'll be able to avoid the whole jet lag thing for the most part. So if I get a good night's sleep on the airplane, I can sleep almost anywhere. Hopefully there won't be some child kicking the seat behind me or making some kind of disturbance or some kind of Muslim who thinks that he should blow up the airplane to get his 72 virgins. Assuming none of those things happen, I should get a good night's sleep and be ready to hit the ground running Thursday morning when I arrive in Prague. It's talking to people around my community. I'm a bit surprised at how many people have been to Prague. People I associate with on the Steelville Arts Council, for example, listeners who've been there, other people I talk to have been to Prague, and it's everyone describes it as a very beautiful city. I have no doubt that it is. It did not sustain very much damage during World War II. There was some damage, but it wasn't all blown to hell like Berlin, for example. It was mostly spared for the destruction and devastation of World War II. That's a good thing, and that helps a lot. I've seen some videos of street scenes in Prague. The people walking about look like as just any Western city would look like. No surprises there. Beautiful architecture. I've been told that the local foods and local coffee is something I really need to check out, and I'll certainly do that. And I'll keep my camera handy. I won't have my 1911 in my left armpit where it's resided for many years. I've started carrying a 1911 concealed 50 years ago, half a century ago. So I'm not having that 2 pounds of steel is something that I'm not used to say the least. But I'll have a collapsible cane with me. I know one gentleman, he was robbed at knife point by the gypsies, I think, in Paris. Well, it's not going to happen to John Moore. I will have my collapsible cane. It's aluminum. Not as heavy as I would like, but heavy enough that I can defend myself with it. So I'll also look like just another old white guy walking along with a cane until the gypsies decide to cause me harm. They'll find out different real quick. And of course I got my neck wallet so that the pickpockets won't have anything to pick out of my pocket of any consequence. I got a fake Rolex to take the place of my real Rolex. Looks pretty nice, actually. Got it from Amazon.com. I've done everything I could to have a safe and fun journey. I'll be wearing my black motorcycle boots on the street. I've got my cowboy boots for when I do my presentation. I thought about bringing a cowboy hat, but I got my big Western buckle on my jeans, so that'll have to suffice, I guess, for the casual Western look. It's getting more difficult to know how to dress these days. Every working day for decades, I would wear a coat and tie, a silk tie, gold cufflinks, tailored suit, and that was the norm for John Moore for decades. Doing the surveillance work, I would dress down a bit, still wear a button-down Oxford shirt and nice trousers. I didn't own a pair of blue jeans most of my adult life up until about 12 years ago. Didn't have any use for them. Blue jeans are comfortable, and of course these days are stylish, but they're not very good for work because the denim tears fairly easily. They're cold in the wintertime just not the best work pants that there are. But they're very comfortable and very popular these days and stylish, I guess you could say. Part of my Western casual look that I've adopted living out here in Crawford County. Typically, my daily attire would be cowboy boots, my Lee Riders rodeo jeans, with my Western belt with a huge belt buckle on it, a casual shirt, sometimes Western shirt, sometimes just a casual short sleeve shirt. I own a couple of nice cowboy hats, but I rarely wear them. Getting in and out of an automobile is difficult with a cowboy hat on. You ride a motorcycle, there's no place to put a cowboy hat. I don't wear baseball caps typically. I own several, but I rarely wear them. I just don't wear hats. What can I say? Out here in the Ozarks, most men, most of the time, wear a baseball hat. It's almost like they're part of their head, these men wearing these baseball hats. This is part of the culture out here, which I don't participate in that. Baseball hat doesn't serve much of a purpose. It keeps the sun out of your eyes, if you wear it properly. It doesn't protect your ears or neck from the sun, like a cowboy hat does. They're pretty much useless in the rain. They don't keep your head warm, really, in the wintertime. Very little useful purpose is served by a baseball hat, in my opinion. Knowing how to dress these days has become difficult for me. I'll have a sport coat with me, a couple of silk ties, several button-down Oxford shirts, a nice pair of trousers, and of course my cowboy boots for dress wear. And that will be my attire. When I'm speaking in Prague, I will, unless I'm told otherwise, I'll wear a coat and tie. I don't know what the other men will be wearing. Typically, men like to all look alike when we are in a meeting or some kind of social setting. That's what men do. That's our goal, is to all look alike for the most part. And we shall see. I'll take some coaching from my sponsor as to proper attire for these events. I can dress up or dress down as necessary. and looking forward to it. I'll have a notebook with me to be able to make notes. I'll be seeking out men and women who have knowledge that would be helpful for me and for you listeners out there, not just about Nibiru, but about geopolitical matters, health matters, science and technology matters, anything and everything you can imagine. I will be making notes on and reporting back to you all next week. Assuming I get back next week. If I get more speaking engagements, I'll stay there longer. That remains to be seen also. I haven't got any yet. But if you're in Europe listening to me, well, let me know if you want me to come and speak to your group, your family, your church, your company. I'd be glad to do so. Contact me by email. My email address is thelibertyman@AOL.com. Advantage to have me already in Europe is that the travel expense is mostly covered. There'll be some travel expense, but not much compared to the $1,800 plane ticket to get there and back. So it'll save your group or your family some expenses to have me come and speak to your group or your family or your company, your community, whatever it might be. I'd be glad to do so. Private consultations also. I'll certainly consider giving a private consultation to your group or your family or your country, your company. Well, your country, too, as far as that goes. You never know what's going to happen. I doubt Angela Merkel's going to invite me to speak to her government, but if I was invited, I would do so. If I was, I would do so. But it wouldn't surprise me to have a company in one of those European companies want me to come and address their board of directors or their executives. Do a private consultation for them. Wouldn't surprise me at all. Or a family somewhere in Europe wants me to do a private consultation for them. I'd be glad to do that also. Great opportunity for everybody here. Opportunity for the people in Europe and opportunity for myself to do things that would never happen otherwise. If you have a question, call, or comment, give us a call here at Republic Broadcasting at 800-313-9443. Our caller last hour, Ty, he's a regular caller, and he's on the right track. The Ruger makes an excellent, excellent line of products. Their firearms, rifles, and shot, and pistols. Great reputation. They've screwed up occasionally. When they manufactured, when I told a friend of mine, oh, this is more than 20 years ago. 25 years ago, probably. If Ruger ever makes a 10-22 and a 22 Magnum caliber, that will be as close to the ideal all-around rifle that there could be. And of course, a few years later, they brought that out, but it was an engineering disaster. They just simply didn't do their homework, didn't engineer it properly. And almost all of them had catastrophic failure to where they had to be returned to the factory for a refund. That was a shame. I would like to see them bring that model back out after having done it right. There are companies that are manufacturing semi-automatic 22s and 22 Magnums. Obviously, it can be done. There's no reason why it can't. Manufacturing the 10-22 and 22 Magnum is an engineering problem that has an engineering solution. It does. And that would be a great rifle. And if they, I would be on the list immediately if Ruger brought out a 10-22 in the 22 Magnum caliber. It would be a great little carbine. The first one had that potential, but unfortunately it didn't work out. If you do own a 10-22, I want to make you advise that something we mentioned last hour about the trigger group upgrade that Ruger offers to upgrade the trigger on the 10-22. Having an excellent trigger is essential for precision marksmanship. Here's our break. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus magful clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
Hi, folks. Let's wind the clocks back 60 years. Food was different. Food provided health and nutrition, and using supplements was minimal. Unfortunately, now we have chemicals, GMOs, herbicides, and pesticides that can be quite lethal in the name of our food supply and, of course, the ever-loving dollar. Supplementing our diets can be very important to stay healthy. Cleansing from daily intruders to the body might be critical. Live strong and take charge. Log on to GetTheTea.com. Our herbal tea is a great way to cleanse from intruders. Our supplements is a great way to maintain and improve your health. When your health is not up to par, go to GetTheTea.com. No GMOs, no fillers, and organic. And very helpful in keeping you at the top of your game. Life is too short to feel, you know what I mean. Stay in the game. At the top of your game with GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Again, GetTheTea.com.
Ladies and gentlemen, J.R. Moore here. It's taken 3 years before I could offer the Intershelter domes for sale. During those 3 years, several different governments and militaries were taking all their production. The Intershelter Dome Homes may be just what you've been looking for to provide affordable, energy-efficient, permanent, and attractive housing. These dome homes are prefabricated units that can be assembled in a few hours by two men with a ladder and simple hand tools. Check out the photos of these dome homes built in the Arctic, on tropical beaches, in suburban areas, and in forests. All the details, many photographs, and the pricing of the dome homes are listed on the left-hand side of my homepage at thelibertyman.com. I think you'll find these homes are not only attractive, but they're energy efficient and a bonus. You can disassemble them and reassemble them as many times as you feel you need the need to. Pretty great, huh? Something that's very, very unique. Check them out at my website at thelibertyman.com. Tuesday, the 18th of July. In case you don't know what that bumper music was, that was a Dixie. That's what that was, Dixie. The War of Northern Aggression, sometimes called, mostly called the Civil War, which was not a civil war, is an area of history that most Americans do not understand, do not have accurate knowledge of. And the consequences of that war still resound throughout the United States, not just the South, but throughout the United States. Abraham Lincoln had in his administration communists that had been part of the unsuccessful attempt for communists to take over Germany in the 1840s. They migrated to the United States and ended up becoming part of the Abraham Lincoln administration. So it should be no surprise that many of the things that we're dealing with now began with the Lincoln administration. Many of them did. You may say, well, John, that was 150 years ago. What do we care? You know, none of that applies to us now. Well, states' rights had meaning then, and states' rights have meaning now. How can the creation have greater power than the creator? How can that be? It shouldn't be. The states created the federal government. How can the federal government have more power than the states that created them? Well, under the Constitution, they should not, cannot, and have more power. But that's the direction this is all going, isn't it? The War of Northern Aggression was about money. It was not about slavery. That's a fabrication. That's what you're supposed to believe. The states of Missouri, if I get this right, Missouri, Kentucky, I believe Delaware, and let's see, Maryland. Was it Maryland? Yeah, I think it was Maryland. All were slaveholding states during the Civil War. The Emancipation Proclamation. The Emancipation Proclamation did not free the slaves held in the United States of America. What it attempted to do and did not do was free slaves in a different country, that country being the Confederate States of America. That's just one little nuance of history that most people aren't aware of. Now, the 13 states that comprise the Confederate States of America, they were the economic engine providing money for the rest of the United States. The plantations of the South generated the tax revenue that went to the rest of the country, and they weren't getting very much back. If the tax revenue going from the 13 states had been coming back to the 13 states in proportion, there probably wouldn't have been a Confederate States of America, because they would have been satisfied that they were getting their money's worth. But they weren't. The most, the worst war in our country's history in terms of loss of life, because everybody that died was an American. Half a million Americans died. Basically more than twice what died in World War II. And, of course, with a much smaller population to begin with. The American funeral home industry got its start, really, during the Civil War. Embalming became popular during the Civil War. These families wanted their boys back after they were killed in battle or died of disease, whatever it was, or injury. And to transport those bodies across country, they need to be embalmed. Here's our bottom of the hour break. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Ladies and gentlemen, J.R. Moore here. I've worked with men and women involved in the high-end shelters for years. With the Ozark Survival Homesteads, you get things you don't get with the high-end shelters. You get an opportunity to be in the bunker, of course. You also get a home, a 60 by 90 lot. You get your storable food, your livestock share, your garden, greenhouse share, your seed bank share. One person to have everything they need, right at $25,000. For a family of three, $37,000. You really need to check this out. It's very unique. At my website, you'll see the Ozark Survival Homesteads on the left side of my homepage. Go there, read that one page, fill out the form with your name, your email address, and your telephone number, and I will forward that to the guys and gals at the Ozark Survival Homesteads. Check it out. You'll be very glad you did. Thank you very much.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more, plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
Hey there, quick question for you. Would you be okay with more energy, more endurance, thicker, healthier hair, a better mood, reduced appearance of wrinkles, improved sleep, improved blood pressure and cholesterol profiles, improved vision, improved memory? Okay then. Well now, have you heard of Nature's Youth RSF? It's from the anti-aging experts at naturesyouth.com. Naturesyouth.com. See, at Nature's Youth, they understand exactly what it means to provide top quality health products. And Nature's Youth customers not only improve their health, they know they're also providing their body with the right nourishment to maintain that peak performance and fight the aging process. If health, wellness, and nutrition are what you desire, choose Nature's Youth RSF. I did. You see, you're going to get older. It's just up to you how you feel when you get there. Get started today. Nature's Youth RSF. Simple to use, simple to order. Go to naturesyouth.com. That's naturesyouth.com. Naturesyouth.com.
Do you or someone you know suffer from chest pain, blood pressure, cholesterol, or irregular heartbeat? Are you looking for a more natural solution to overcome these health challenges? You hear the ads all the time. If this stuff's so good, why doesn't my doctor prescribe it? That's easy. Doctors are not trained in natural medicine. Extendivite Heart Tonic does want you to be as healthy as you can be, and it really works. Take Extendivite for 6 months and your doctor will say, I don't know what you're doing, but don't stop. It's working for you. Get the dependability of Extendivite. Just see how you feel in 6 months. A 2 month supply of either capsules or liquid is only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. Call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
All right, we are back, ladies and we're back. J.R. Moore here on Tuesday, the 18th of July. My website is thelibertyman.com. Our project, and it is truly our project, you listeners and myself, to find movies, TV shows, magazines showing continents with new coastlines, continues to move forward. The list is growing. Up until January this year, it had been a kind of a stagnant project. One listener found one image on the original Godfather film, 1972. And we had it posted on my website for a number of years. It was down. It's now back up, of course. And then another listener found an image on a TV show around January or so. It was the hugely popular a television series from the 1950s called Highway Patrol, starring Broderick Crawford. I remember watching this boy. And the episode was titled Dead Hunter. So here's Broderick Crawford, the Highway Patrol homicide detective, in the office of a petroleum company executive talking about the homicide. It's a black and white TV show back then, by the way. On the wall behind Crawford in the oil executive's office is a map of North America. And ladies and gentlemen, it is the Navy map. It's my map. It is so close to the map on my DVD titled Global Warming, what the government's been telling you. It's really scary. It is so close. Crystal clear, very sharp, about 3 by 5 feet, takes up almost the entire screen. When you click on the image, you'll see Broderick Crawford's forehead very near Portland, Oregon. Didn't cover up much of the map at all. And there's no reason for that map to be there. There's nothing in the dialogue at all having to do with this map. Nothing in the storyline having to do with this map. It's just there. Well, we got that image, got it posted on my website, and then the floodgates opened. If you go to my website, you'll find the whole list there of movies, TV shows, even Look magazine. Now, if you're under age 50, you may not remember how hugely popular Look magazine was. I don't know if it's even still being published, a monthly publication. It was 1952, I believe, the July issue, 1952, an article about UFOs. And the map of North America they publish is clearly the Navy map. It is. So, if you find another image of another map of a continent showing new coastlines on a TV show, a movie, a magazine, get that to me. As a thank you, you will get your choice of any of my five DVDs. I've shipped out a number of them over the last several months, and I'm glad to do so. What's going on there is called predictive programming. It's in our face. It's been in our face since 1952. Tens of millions, silly me, hundreds of millions of Americans since 1952 have seen these images. Literally hundreds of millions. So get those images, get them to me, and we'll all be very thankful for that. Also, my website, of course, at thelibertyman.com, you'll find energy cleaners, a healing device. I use mine every night. If you have arthritis pain, joint pain, back pain, what are you waiting for? What in the world are you waiting for? Get yourself an energy cleaner. Not getting a great night's sleep? What are you waiting for? Get yourself an energy cleaner. Only $285 shipping included. Yes, I do take PayPal, MasterCard, Visa. Be sure and check out the factory-made fitted mattress pads. That's a great combination. Everything's right there at my website at thelibertyman.com. You can place your order at my toll-free order line. Telephones answer 24 hours a day in St. Louis, Missouri by very polite young men and women. Nobody in Mumbai. Thank you very much. Here's that toll-free order line, 800-592-9543. I say again, 800-592-9543. We're taking your questions, calls, and comments here at Republic Broadcasting at 800-313-9443. Well, this will be my last live show for a week. I hope to be back on the air next Tuesday. I should be, all things being equal, unless I have a speaking engagement. If I do, I will try to work around the schedule to be able to do a show and do a report from Europe. I can't promise that I'll be able to call in from Europe while I'm there this week. If I'm available to do so, I will, but I will be really busy. And it's just going to be difficult to do that. But I will certainly make a diligent effort to do so if it's at all possible. Prague, Czech Republic, an ancient city. You know, around here, if a structure is 150 years old, it's considered really old. In fact, the oldest structure in Crawford County burned down the 4th of July. It was arson. There was no electric in the building. It was arson. I don't know what the motive was for whatever person did that. It was a local tragedy that took place, but it was a home for several families dating from the 1830s. Also, it served as a Crawford County courthouse for several years. I had been to the place a couple of times, a two-room log structure with some outbuildings. They had a smokehouse and a spring house. I think in times past there was a barn there, a family graveyard some distance away. Very, very sad thing to have happen to our community. the odds of them apprehending the arsonist are slim to none, but maybe they will. Nothing's going to restore that structure, of course. If there were drawings and photographs done, which I hope there were, maybe at some point in the future it could be rebuilt and rehabilitated to its as close to original condition as possible. I've been to Colonial Williamsburg. My wife and I went there on our honeymoon. Now, that's a piece of American history that I believe is worth a trip. We stayed in the same room that, I hope I got this right. I think the room where Thomas Jefferson stayed when he was going to school there in Williamsburg, if I'm not mistaken. What a fabulous opportunity that was. Great food, elegant surroundings. They rebuilt the governor's mansion. They had all the blueprints and drawings from the original governor's mansion, which was rebuilt to as close to its original status as possible. Colonial Williamsburg, I believe it was the Rockefellers that went in there in the 1930s, and the structures were in daily use, daily commerce for people running their different businesses and shops and living in different homes as they had since the 18th century. They'd had modern upgrades and things done to them that were not in keeping with their historical value, of course. But I believe it's Rockefeller money that went in there and bought the whole place out and rehabilitated it to as close to original as possible. I've read several articles about the rehabilitation and restoration of those buildings. Fascinating story and very well done. Very well done. It's worth a trip. It's worth your time. It really, sincerely is. I'll see some ancient structures in Prague. Buildings, homes, businesses, churches, bridges, the Prague Castle, which I believe dates back to the Middle Ages. That's a short list of things I want to see. Basically, the Prague Castle and the CZ factory. One of my neighbors who is from the Czech Republic, he asked me to pick up a Czech newspaper for him, so I will do that. Another listener wants me to inquire with the CZ factory if they're going to put Mauser bolt-action rifles back in production, so I'll make that inquiry if I get the opportunity to. For me, it's a chance of a lifetime. International travel is not something I've done very much of. I was in the Philippines about 6 years ago for a week and down in Manila. Didn't get to see a whole lot of the town, but got to see some of the town. Got to do a presentation at the home of the former president of the Bank of the Philippines, the equivalent of the Federal Reserve. That was an interesting afternoon, to say the least. These Filipino men and women, they speak English better than my hillbilly neighbors out here. One Filipino doctor I met, he spends 6 months a year in the United States making buckets full of money and goes back 6 months a year to help his people back in the Philippines. And he was so proud we're talking. He says, "Oh, John, we're about to get electronic voting machines." I said, "Doc, don't do that. Don't do that. Seriously. The only way to have free and fair elections is to have paper ballots counted at the precinct. There is no other way. Paper ballots counted at the precinct." So I was really trying to discourage that. I don't know what impact I had on the man or what his influence could be. You know, if you're an invited guest to the former president of the Bank of the Philippines' home, you're obviously well-connected. Of course you are. These are very polite, educated, articulate people. You could grow up in that home, reach your 18th birthday, and never set foot in your own kitchen. Why would you walk into your own kitchen? What reason would you possibly have to do that? Drive an automobile? Who does that? Drive an automobile. Why would you ever drive an automobile? A gated community, about 3,000 to 4,000 feet above sea level, which made despite being so close to the equator, very pleasant climate. And three golf courses, 9 restaurants, tennis courts, 40 acres of homes that look like Swiss chalets, 40 acres of homes look like Spanish haciendas, 40 acres of homes of Southern California ranch-style homes. Yeah, very elegant. Not a blade of grass out of place. Armed guards at the gate. You know what a gated community is. You've been to a gated community in the Philippines. These guys had submachine guns. You don't mess with these guys. I'm sure they were all paramilitary. You go to a bank, the guards have submachine guns and sawed off and bump action shotguns. They've been dealing with Muslim insurgency in the Philippines for centuries. Literally for centuries. And they know how to do it. And you don't mess around with these Muslims. You just do what you got to do and kick butt and take names. That's what you do when you deal with Muslim insurgents. And the Philippines is a fascinating place, very similar to Vietnam, so I felt right at home there. The people, the culture, the climate, all very similar to Vietnam. In fact, a lot of films about the Vietnam War have been shot in the Philippines because of that similarity. In fact, the Apocalypse Now was shot in the Philippines. With the current detente going on, I assume it would be possible to do a Vietnam War movie in Vietnam these days. I don't know if that's been done or not, but I'm sure the Vietnamese government would be accommodating so they could get the income from the notoriety. Tourist money is always a desirable thing for any country. And I wouldn't mind going back to Vietnam, going back to where I lived a year of my life, my first adult year in this world. Got there 2 weeks after my 20th birthday. I went there a boy, came back a man, quite simply. I saw things, heard, smelled, and did things that no man should ever have to do, but I did. And it made me who I am. Once you've been shot at, about fear, about self-defense, about defending and protecting this in human life, that's how it was for me anyway. That's how it is for me. So I went there a boy, came back a man, made lifelong friends that I will always stand by. And I sometimes wonder what happened to the Vietnamese friends that I had there. Sergeant Sott, who was my interpreter that I worked with pretty much every day. He didn't go flying with me when I was on combat missions, but most of the time he was with me, and I would help him, and he would help me. We were the same age, and we were both 20 years old. He already had a wife and, I think, 2 or 3 children. And he had this little scooter thing that he rode back and forth to Saigon, 90 miles one way. And he wanted to see his family so bad that he would ride that 90 miles, basically taking his life in his hands, because if the Viet Cong caught him and figured out he was a Vietnamese Arvin soldier, they would have murdered him. It would not have been a quick and easy death. It would have been torture. But he wanted to see his family and made that ride about once a month or so back to Saigon and back for a weekend to see his family. I sometimes wonder what happened to Sergeant Sott. We had a houseboy that worked for us. He did doing cleanup and making sure everything was squared away around our place. His home was burned to the ground by the Viet Cong. We took up a collection to rebuild it for him and his family. Another young woman who worked for us, she lived next door, 17-year-old girl. She worked for us as a housemaid and also worked out at the Army Air Base in the mess hall. That was my first bodyguard assignment, was to protect her when she went to her bus stop because the street gangs were holding her up for her lunch money. They took one look at me, and they didn't want to mess with her anymore. Her dad was a sergeant in the Vietnamese Army. So I wonder what happened to her and her family. Lots of memories. Mostly good. For the most part, believe it or not, mostly good. War is such an intense experience. You cannot imagine how intense something can be until you've been in a war. Our break, stay tuned, we'll be right back.
Time for you to have your own custom smartphone app for your business and pay way less than you can imagine. Introducing the I Can Get To Silent Salesman mobile marketing app, a global mobile marketing and communication tool for your business. Go to appsapart.com and learn how you could earn up to $36,351 or more per month just by inviting two people or less into a $14.95 per month program. Go to appsapart.com and be sure to watch the video at the top of the site and listen to the audio message from the CEO near the bottom. This is something you won't want to miss. Go to appsapart.com now or call 646-860-9540. That's 646-860-9540. Get the I Can Get To. That's ICANGET2, Silent Salesman app at appsapart.com. That's appsapart.com.
Okay, nurse, let's get this man to the ER stat.
Right away, doctor.
We see this every day. Heart attack or angina pain due to blocked and clogged arteries. Chelation can remove obstructions or blockages from arteries and help avoid painful and expensive surgery. Now there's Angioprim. It's a liquid oral chelation product that you take with juice. You start to feel the results fast. Angioprim increases blood flow all over the body, and that means more energy and strength to take on the day with less aches and pains. 60 years of research has gone into chelation. And Angioprim is the result, a safe and easy way to unblock your veins and arteries from buildup that slow circulation.
Paging Dr. Jones, please report to the emergency room right away.
Log on now for a special radio offer from Angioprim. That's angioprim.com/radio. A-N-G-I-O-P-R-I-M. Angioprim.com/radio or call 877-882-7221. That's 877-882-7221.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing, knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate?
Back, ladies and gentlemen, we're back. J.R. Moore here on Tuesday, the 18th of July. Well, I've got 3 minutes here, and I'll be off the air here live for about a week. I hope to be back next Tuesday. Tim Spencer will be sitting in for me. I'll be talking to Tim as soon as I get off the radio and getting caught up with him on our different projects. And Tim and I work on a lot of different projects together. He's been a great help for me, and I've been a great help for him. It's been a very symbiotic relationship between the two of us. And he truly is a great friend. Tim is struggling with multiple health issues, as most of you know, but he's on the mend. The skin graft to repair that damage to his ankle is holding up okay. There was some concern that it wasn't going in the right direction, but that was addressed last week, and the doctor said, no, it's doing what it's supposed to be doing. So Tim is a great guy, a very bright man, a very productive man. He does workarounds. Despite the injuries he suffered on board U.S. Navy submarines with a broken back and exposure to ionizing radiation 8 hours a day, 7 days a week for half a year, he's had a remarkable life despite those infirmities brought on through no fault of his own while in the U.S. Navy Submarine Corps. So I look forward to working with Tim many years into the future. Professor McCanny should be on the air first hour tomorrow. Tim will probably carry the show open lines the second hour. We'll have Tom Berryhill with Tim on Thursday. I hope that Don Kubley can be with Tim and talk about the inter-shelter domes. And, of course, Friday, Tim will have my doctor, Dr. Phil Myers, on the second hour. So a full week, as always. And, of course, Tim will certainly invite your questions, calls, and comments at Republic Broadcasting, as he always does. Tim's regular show is on Saturdays from 10 a.m. till noon Central Time. If you haven't heard his show, I think you'll get a kick out of it. His wife, Lori, typically is co-hosting with him. She does a great job as well. In fact, she's carried the show on her own, I think, at least once while Tim was in hospital. So a full week coming up the rest of the week with Republic Broadcasting. If you like what you hear in Republic Broadcasting, well, please consider making a donation. The way you can make a donation pretty painlessly is to get a postcard in. We have a drawing every other week to the post. If your postcard is drawn, you get to buy an energy cleaner, $70 off. $200 of the purchase price goes to Republic Broadcasting. That's pretty neat, isn't it? It's a great way to, and Tom Burr and I are talking about a way to restructure the program and go forward with a second year, and we'll see how that works out. We'll be talking to Mr. Stattmiller and see what his thoughts are. I know he's been very grateful to get the extra income. Every little bit helps at Republic Broadcasting. It's a very slim and trim budget that they run at Republic Broadcasting. And John Stattmiller has been brilliant in what he's doing. That's it for the day. Get your medical supplies, your energy cleaner, your essential oils now while you can, your firearms, ammunition. Never, ever give up your guns. Please do have a fun, safe, productive day, and God bless America.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magful clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AirOutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AirOutfitting.com.
This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.